Did you ever have a sweet potato pie?
Oh, yeah. You could fry them or you could make them in candy yum, as you call it. It's just any way you want to fix them. Just go the way Mother wanted to fix them. Sometimes she'd fry them, sometimes she'd bake them, sometimes she'd make them in pudding, and she'd make potato pie. So we had better eating back then than we have now. A whole lot better.
It's fresh.
Yeah. It's homegrown.
Did you grow pumpkins?
Oh, yeah. I never did care too much for them, but we had plenty of pumpkins.
How did you store them?
Oh, pumpkin, you just keep them so long, just put them in a dry place, out of the weather. Just set them in a barn or something.
I was down at the Georgia State Farmers Market last week, and they were selling them now. And I wondered where they come from.
Well, they grown them, put them in sheds and keep them. They won't freeze. They'll keep.
I was just really surprised.
You see, we raised all our watermelons, cantaloupes. Now, them things, they won't keep.
Yeah.
When the season's over, they're over.
Uh-huh. Did you raise any other types of melons with yellow meat in them, besides the cantaloupe?
Oh, yeah, they had what's called yellow meat watermelons. Have you ever seen them?
One time. Sure did. It has a different taste to it.
Yeah, they several different kinds of watermelons. I forget, there's Stone Mountain and just different names for them. And there's some grow big round and there's some grow long. There's several different names, but I've got all the proper names for.
No, I can understand. Did you grow any other types of melons then?
Oh.
Okay. Great. What did you call the outside, the green covering on the outside of corn? I know you've told me, but...
Shucks.
Shucks, right. And what did you call the kind of stuff at the top of the corn that you have to clean
That's
off?
That's tousling out.
Okay. And what's the... Okay, the stringy stuff that's on the inside there.
Silks.
Yeah. Okay. Did you call the little fresh onions anything besides onions?
Well, there's different kind of onions, different names for them. There's a big yellow onion, white onions, a little bit of what's called nest onions.
Nest onions?
They grow in bunches. They didn't get much bigger than your thumb, but they were called nest onions. They would grow in a bunch, maybe 10 or 12 to the bunch. Some called nest onions, some called bunch onions.
If you pick them real early, when they're just little small and tender.
What you did is cut them up, take eggs, fry them, have onions, eggs.
Was there any special name for them when you picked them so young?
Oh, no.
Or early? Okay. what do you call the little kind of umbrella-shaped things that grow on stumps, or that you could grow in your cellar and eat yourself? And they're kind of whitish usually, and they're kind of shaped like an umbrella.
And the whole thing I can think of is morning glories, but now you I wouldn't eat.
No.
That was just...
Okay, it was kind of shaped like this.
Right off hand, I can't think.
It's kind of umbrella shaped. Okay, well, is there anything that grow on stumps or falling logs that kind of sprout out that looks like a little miniature umbrella growing?
Oh, that there was a toadstool.
Right, would you eat them?
No.
Okay, now if you could eat them, what would you call them?